Let's bring them in early. Let's bring them in often. This is the Brilliantly Dumb Show. I ask you the question. I don't ask it to you, Mikey V. I don't ask it to you, Joey D. Where would you, the folks, rather be than right here with us? Tuesday morning, maybe it's a Wednesday morning, maybe it's a Friday morning, right here on the Brilliantly Dumb Show. Bear down, I love you, but what the fuck are you wearing?
A hat?
The hat looks great. It's not the hat that we're worried about. It's the shirt.
This is a
looks Columbia. Like a mechanic.
That's real fucking funny, Jeff. Real funny.
It's got the name tag Columbia. Right there.
This is a Columbia. Have you ever
Michael?
Heard
Michael.
Mikey, it ain't you, dude. Mikey, it ain't you. I'm being honest.
This is a great bro. These shirts are like fishing shirts. Hey, they're Cutsy, unbelievable.
It looks like he's going to try and catch Jaws.
Hey, if you just finished a shift of Jiffy Lube.
This is a really premium, and there's going to be people listening to this who have Columbia shirts, and they're going to shit all over you in the comments, and I can't wait for it, and I'm going to fucking screenshot everyone and send them in the group chat, because this is an outrageous way to start. I'm being attacked left and right. By the way, I just found out you guys are in Scotland until the 26th.
Yeah, it's the long haul.
I got to tell you, that's terrible. That's awful. That's
why.
Because, I mean, there's no way you could tell me right now. There's no way you could tell me that you don't miss America. There's no way. There's no
we're
way.
Getting, we're no getting way assimilated.
You can tell me with an honest face.
I
no
got,
way.
I got something to say. I'll be honest. Look, it's a blessing, and it really is. It's cool that we're. Do I really do enjoy?
I'm not saying that.
No,
I'm not
but no, that. I know me either. Because I want to clear myself too. But there is nothing like America, man. I mean, it's true. There's nothing like the United States.
Italy's really nice.
Italy was great.
That's my thing too. Is like, you know, it's not like you're in one of these places with the finest of cuisines.
No, food stinks.
It does.
There you have it. And you guys love food, so that's got to be tough.
Bob's been upset.
Do you I went to get we were walking to go check out the Old Course, and I wanted to get one of those kebabs. But I thought the kebab was the thing on the skewer.
Skewer.
That's a shish kebab, Bob.
On the skewer. It would be, yeah, this thing was absolutely disgusting. They do another thing called blood. What is it? Blood. What's the black
it's
blood?
It's called black pudding.
And it's from blood.
It's blood sausage. Yeah.
And it's, another it's, thing.
Did you guys eat any? Do you have any haggis?
Yeah, I thought it stunk.
Yet. I haven't tried it yet. And it's like sheep intestine or something like that.
Yeah, it's not for me.
You know what Joe mentioned that I thought was true is the service I've noticed. I don't want to just bag Scotland because there are some good spots to it. The service is terrible.
Different mentality out there. You know, these people, they don't think that you got somewhere to go. It's different. It's just different.
Is that what it is? It's just different. But I felt like the service in Italy was pretty good.
And that's surprising because, you know, Italy and Spain and places like that, you know, they're notorious for, you know, they take their, you know, midday breaks, long breaks. They, you know, there's a lot of downtime. People aren't moving at the same pace that we're accustomed to here. But that's also in part our fault also because everything in America is, you know.
Like is that this. What it is? So it's just fast. I will say I just love diving into I love being lost. And that tends to be the case a lot. But especially when I'm out here, I'm just so lost, you know. Like I went to get a hot shave just now, and I totally forgot that it's a different currency. I couldn't fathom the fact that they don't take American dollars. I had to go to a bank down the road. It's just
Bob is like a lost puppy dog out here, man. You gotta watch him.
Is Cutsy the guide pretty much? Does he consider himself to be the guide?
Yeah, especially when it comes to food, everybody kind of latches on to what he's going to do. He found an Indian spot in Scotland that you wouldn't believe. I mean, this place was it was the best meal we've had by far. So yeah, I think from an international standpoint, he definitely does. You latch on.
Well, I'm well traveled. And
here we go. Here it comes.
Well, no, I mean, I'm just let's call a spade, Bob. I'm not trying to brag. I've traveled a lot more than you both. And it's not.
Well, Mikey V goes to Staten Island a lot. So
yeah, I do.
I never made it to the Jersey Shore, apparently. But my point, or to Jiffy Lube, but that's neither here nor there.
Whoa!
My point is, what I'm saying is that, like, from an international standpoint, I've traveled a lot, And so like I can kind of get around. I'm okay with doing that. When we went to Europe last year, Bob was lost. I was like a concierge. I was booking every flight, every train, every hotel. I had everything mapped out for us, like to the point where like, I don't know. I almost think if you just strapped a GoPro on Bob and dropped him in the middle of Europe somewhere, it would be reality TV gold. Just to watch how he would navigate his everyday and how he would operate, especially if people are speaking a different language. Like it is fascinating to watch this young man like try to process things that are outside of his wheelhouse.
You know what I did today? This was so bad. I was in the gym today. Okay, I went into, it's like a university gym. I just typed in something close. I just needed a treadmill. I just wanted a treadmill. So I went in and I asked, when I checked in, I asked the lady if she could help show me how to work the treadmill. It's the same treadmill that I use back home. I didn't know if they would do it in like different, like the incline system. Yeah. So I asked if she could help me. And she looked at me kind of weird. And then she went and she showed, it's the same treadmill that I use. Yeah. Yeah. But
there's some differences that are actually, you know, difficult, not difficult, but like weird to get adjusted to. Like they drive on the wrong side of the road here. So the steering wheel, Mikey, is on the right hand side of the car. Yeah, stuff like that is definitely not like stuff that you're get accustomed to. But like Bob is just lost. He went to go get a meal today, walked out with the box and no fork. And it was like shawarma. It was not something like you eat with your hands. Right. And I was like, are you going to get a fork? And he's like, oh, damn. He's just like,
yeah, but that's not really an overseas thing. That's just me being an idiot.
I guess you just said it yourself.
You know what I mean? It's just like,
guys taking no prisoners today.
Just get a fork. No, he's out. He's out for blood.
Not for blood. And that's fine. I just didn't think it was going to be that kind of podcast, but that's fine.
I mean, look, we're always ready, Mikey V. Are we not?
Yeah, we are. I got to pivot and ask a question that was a topic of debate. I had several people over the house last weekend, and this became a very heated debate. And I wanted to ask you two guys, when you take a shit, this is a big pivot. When you take a shit, do you wipe when you're done, do you wipe as seated or standing?
Seated. Standing is psychotic.
I think seated is psychotic. I'm standing.
Too, Bob. I'm a stander.
You stand up when you wipe.
This is what happened. This is exactly happened.
I'm getting up.
You seat and you lift your cheek and you go underneath.
But Joe, so you look like a dog.
Why would you stand?
Because Joe, you're fighting like getting inside the bowl and
no, you lift your leg. It's easy.
No, dude, you stand up. You got so much more room to work with. I think it's crazy.
So
dude.
You just
this created a
that
like,
is bizarre
conversation. It divided people.
I will also I'll take it one further. Do you scrunch or fold?
Well, I use wipes.
Use wipes.
What do you mean,
yeah,
child?
Oh yeah.
Have you ever
gone to the wet wipe?
Wait. But Mikey, you don't start with the wipe though. You finish with the wipe.
Oh no, I go wipe the whole way.
Are you serious?
You just have like dude wipes in your toilet?
You can't flush them. I have diaper genie for the kids. I just put them in the diaper genie.
Wait, so when somebody comes over to your house, they can't use toilet paper because just
no,
wipes?
They can. No, I have toilet paper for the guests, but I like wipes. They're luxurious. They're really nice.
Once you go, doesn't that spread on your ass cheeks? Doesn't that like?
No, it cleans it better than it's probably the next closest thing to a bidet.
But my question is, once it's wet, then do you have to take clean the residue with the toilet paper after to dry it?
No, because it's not, I mean, it's not like excessively wet. It's just a moist wipe. It's not like I'm saturating my ass.
The only thing that concerns me with the wipe is those first two wipes, there's a lot going on. And then you can't really.
I don't think if you sit for the appropriate amount of time until you're done, there is a lot going
on. Mikey, you're telling
me. Not if your Bob's insides. This guy's got innards of like. A 100-year-old corpse. This guy's rotting from the inside out.
I tell you what, I've farted a lot.
We went on a pub crawl, Mikey.
I didn't fart there, Joe.
Whoever denied it supplied it. I'm going to tell you that right now.
I didn't.
But the bar. We went through three bars, and two of them we had to leave because the stench was so outrageous.
I don't know.
Brad and I.
Can you pin that on him, though? You see the cuisine out there. People are eating haggis.
But Mikey, I'm telling you right now, I'll always tell him, they weren't my farts. It was funny, though, that
concealer. Bob's an open, he's very transparent with his guests.
With farts, you'll see me laughing. I find farts to be the funniest thing. Even if I laugh,
it was his brew.
I get at least one voice note fart from Bob a month. At least one.
Yeah.
Where it's the voice note of a fart.
This trip has taken two shits that have been so bad he had to turn the shower on because he had to wash the smell away. And then he opens the door and it's like the Tropic of Capricorn in there. Yeah. It's like a humidity wave just blew in the fucking in the hotel room. And then it's just like lingering, this smell of shit everywhere.
And he was always a transparent farter.
Yeah. And by the way, Joe, your fart smelled terrific.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, college football is here and it is better than ever. It is back. Make sure you do it the right way by downloading the DraftKings app. New customers who download the app now, use promo code DUMB. Yes, that's going to be promo code DUMB and can get $200 in bonus bets instantly when they bet just $5 on any college football bet. But again, that's going to be promo code DUMB, D-U-M-B. Take it from me. You want to do college football the right way. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in New York. Call 877-8-HOPE-NEW-YORK or text HOPE-NEW-YORK on over. In West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net in partnership with Hollywood Casino at Charlestown Races, all games regulated by the West Virginia Lottery. Please play responsibly in Connecticut. Help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort, 21 and older in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details and state-specific responsible gambling resources. Bonus bets expire 7 days after. DraftKings forever. Promo code DUMB.
No, I have loud farts, but they don't smell really bad.
Yeah, well, maybe other parts smell.
I gotta be honest. Sure. That's tough to believe, Joe.
No, yeah, I'll be honest, straight up. Like, I am a big time noise guy.
Arrogance to think that your farts don't smell.
Shit don't stink.
Yeah, that's exactly.
I would say legitimately, maybe 2 out of every 10 farts that I produce have a stench.
Let's test that. He's like
ask anybody. He's like the Pete Rose of farting.
Yeah.
Do you ever hear the words? Have you ever heard the term SBD, silent but deadly?
Yes, we've heard it.
My farts are like loud musical. Like it's like a trombone. Musical.
Would you get over yourself, man? Would you get over yourself?
I'm not bragging that I have loud farts.
To a sympathy? I mean, what
Symphony,
the fuck?
Symphony, Bob, you
idiot. I mean, it's just like, Jesus.
You've heard of Mozart. This is Mozart's fart.
Yeah.
No, it's Joe's fart.
Joe. Well, Bob, when Bob sends the voice note of the fart, and then me and Perez have to answer. When Perez answers number one, there's really nobody who could compete with the noise level that he produces. I try, and Bob will let out like a mouse squeaker, and it's so pathetic in comparison to
It's like one of those. Like that.
For you to say, Joe, that only 2 out of 10 farts are gonna smell. You gotta be batting at least 400, like Ted Williams.
Sure.
I would think you're a Ted Williams guy.
I'd say maybe 3 out of 10 stink. They don't stink, they're just loud.
Okay.
I'm not saying I'm perfect. You know I have a lot of faults, but my farts stinking like Bob's, it's very rare. And when it does happen, it's like, I'm actually surprised.
When you're in a foreign country though, and you're on a pub crawl there, I would imagine there had
it's
to be
fun.
A bunch of other
By
people.
The way, it's funnier. I mean, like the farts in the foreign country, I just think are funnier, man. I really do. I think.
And I'll never deny a fart. Bob knows immediately when I fart. I kind of like giggle to myself. Like there's no denying.
I do too. I'm telling you right now. I would not deny it. I think it's funny. I think it's one of the funniest things that there's been. Yeah, you know, Mikey, we're walking back the other day. Okay, not from this bar crawl. I forget. We're walking back the other day. There is a clear red light on the crossing street. It is as clear as day that we cannot cross. It's not there for us to cross. Mm-hmm. Joe decides to go right into the middle of the crossway and start crossing. Lady comes and drives right by him and honks at him. And he couldn't believe that this lady was honking at him. It was so clear that it was not our time to cross. And he was pissed at this girl and looked at us as if, could you believe?
I had a witness who said that the lady sped up as I was crossing to like almost hit me.
Joe, she was sped up.
She had it out. Hammered. I don't care. It's a witness. So if the lady hit me, I have a lady who can process and state clearly that this woman sped up. Some people will like honk. Some people try to prove a point. This woman wanted to get as close to me as possible and then lay on the horn. And listen, okay, I was in the wrong. That's fine. But you don't have to speed up and almost kill me.
But that's like, the first time we've heard. But that's the first time that we've heard you say that you're in the wrong. Because the whole way through.
But I said the woman was outrageously out of her mind to speed up and to like while she's approaching and sees me crossing to speed up is one of the more insane psychotic things I've ever seen.
Two wrongs don't make a right.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Mikey V. Absolutely right.
You couldn't pay me to drive in this country. It is. There is a lot going. I mean, even sitting in the front. It is a war zone, man. But you know what though, Mikey said it, and it's been a lot of fun. There's nothing like America. Even when you're overseas, you know, you enjoy it. By the time you're ready to come home, I loved Italy. By the time it's at the end of it, you're ready to get home.
Yes, yes. You know I mean, I think that's any vacation, but especially when you're abroad like that, and you have, you know, farts abroad like you guys have. You like it, at one
I'll
point.
Miss those.
I did not think that it was this long of a trip. I thought it was only a week. I thought you guys were coming home tomorrow. Because when you said we can't record tomorrow, I thought that was a travel day. I thought you were leaving. And then Ticket said that you guys were there till the 26th. And I said, what? I go, that's a long time. That's a long time.
You know
time
what
to be
I think it might be too? I also think too, it's the time change. It's being on such a different wavelength than what's going on in Staten Island right now.
Was it 7 o'clock there?
Six o'clock.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're five hours ahead of you.
Okay.
And then we're 8 hours ahead of LA. LA time.
Yeah. That's a warp for you guys.
You know what was a wild episode, and it was the Venicini episode was when me and Joe were in Italy was when the Venicini episode came. So it makes it even funnier that came in during Italy. But even that, I mean, I think we did that at 2 a.m. And maybe it's a good thing. I don't know when the Yankees start. I don't know when to expect first pitch.
Half hour.
Hey, you know what, Bob? You ain't missing much.
Seven games in a row. They're
ain't missing much, Bob.
So bad. They really are. It's crazy. To be honest, I don't even want to go into it.
Thank God you guys aren't. I mean, if football season was going on now, that would be real tough because then you'd be getting – you'd be getting 6 o'clock kickoffs for the 1 o'clocks and then forget it. You wouldn't even be able to watch the night game.
That's what Joe used to have to do. I can't fathom that.
I actually kind of liked it. You know, I was Sunday and I would be able to I was a student so I could do all my homework, go do whatever I needed. And then the kickoff was at 7 p.m. for the 10 o'clock games. And then you have football all night. Now where you get banged is the Sunday nighter would start at 2 a.m. That's where you get banged. That's tough. Yeah, that's a tough seat.
With us coming over to the East Coast, that's something that I won't miss. I think I might end up maybe enjoying going back to the 1 o'clock starts, but the Sunday night football games or the wait to 8:30, that I don't miss one bit.
See, 8 o'clock to me is fine. When they had, I remember when Monday Night Football, they did it at 9 o'clock for a while, I believe, and that's too crazy, 9 o'clock. But 8 o'clock is not bad, I don't think. You could still be in bed by 11. That's reasonable.
No, but you can't. You can't be in bed at 11 though. There's no way.
Bed at 9:45.
There's no way on a Sunday Monday night that you're in bed by 11 o'clock. Because with all the commercials and everything, and then you're all wound up. Lord knows you're betting it every which way. You're all wound up, regardless of the outcome, to where you're really not in bed by 11.
It depends. I think if it's a shit game, it all depends. Like, obviously, if the Bears are playing, yeah, that's a different story. If you're betting the game, but if it's like a shit game, I don't know. Sometimes I don't think 8 o'clock is that bad. That's all I'm saying. Nine o'clock is preposterous, but 8 o'clock is
the wait.
9 o'clock is a lot.
Okay, fellas, I think it's time. Let's go into our buy or sell. Let's see what we got cooking for the buy or sell. Joey D, why don't you start us off?
All right. I kind of touched on this in we were just filming for Bob the Sports episode, and I have to sell this. And you know what? I don't understand why everybody just gives a pass when it's so blatantly bad. I am selling airline food. I'm selling it, and I'm selling it hard. There is, and I made the claim that I'm not going on these planes with the expectations of, like, I'm not having, you know, illusions of grandeur, like filet mignon and stuff like this. But by the love of God, you know, you could give us a little, I mentioned to Bob, you know, those little charcuterie snacks with the little things of meat and cheese or crackers or some, I don't know, something. But what they're giving out on these planes now is such garbage. It is rare that I will get
coach,
a meal.
Is that a coach meal?
It was a coach meal. But problem. Even I will even say I've flown business, and the business meals aren't anything to sniff at either.
They're a lot better really than aren't. Coach, Joe. I've had
some. They're a lot better. But this coach, what we had in this coach, it was like dog food. I'm telling you, dude, I was better off not eating. And for me to have a meal in front of me and to not basically touch it is an anomaly. That don't happen.
Let me ask you this.
And we've been letting these people off the hook for so long. You pay a fortune for these fucking flights. You pay a fortune. And the service, and I'm not saying anything against the people who work there, because I think that they're great. I'm saying, though, that, like, the plane that we flew in, Mikey V.
The busboy took forever to come by. Yeah, I mean, there was not a busboy in sight. I mean, the waiter didn't bring the wine in a good enough time.
It's a cart down an aisle.
You haven't let me finish.
I have a follow-up question.
I'm selling the food, not the, what are they called? The people who
the work attendants, on the flight attendants.
I'm not selling the flight attendants. I love the flight attendants. I'm saying that we flew on a plane with United to Europe, that plane shouldn't have been flying from Minnesota to Detroit. It was one of the worst. And it's like the inflation of these airlines and the cost to fly has gone up exponentially. And I understand fuel's expensive. I get all that. But it's like we are paying more now than we've ever paid to fly. And the planes are getting shittier. The food has never been worse. I don't understand, like, how hard it is just to provide a little bit of an elevated, you know, if don't serve me a meal at all rather than serve me dog shit.
Yeah, I can't wait to fly to Chicago. I'll be honest.
You got first class. You're going to be in the fucking.
That's why I can't.
Caviar by the time the plane takes off.
And O'Hare is a United hub. And when you fly into a hub, it's always better if you pick that airport because it's always good.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what?
And I learned that. I learned that from Holly V, because Holly V used to travel all the time. My wife used to travel every weekend for work when she was in pharma sales. She used to travel. You want to talk about well-traveled, Joe, speak to my wife. She's gone to almost every state in the country. She used to fly all over the place. But my question for Joe was, you guys are now veterans of the flight game. If you're concerned about the meals, why do you not stop in one of those little mom and pop little shops and pick up like a sandwich or something?
I did, but I
will from time to time, but they I was seeing
a better option, Joe, because
I would like to eat it normally in the airport beforehand. And you know, I finally started using that American Express for the business lounge. Though that's great, so I'll normally use that, but like I will say that the options that we had going, Bob, am I wrong? The options that we had when we were in DC, that airport.
They didn't have good stores.
It was terrible.
Yeah. It's one of the worst airports.
That Dulles, it's like they took a dog turd and they tried to make it look fancy. And it ain't good. I'll tell you
the best airport in the game, food wise. And you're right about the hubs. Charlotte Airport is the number one.
Love the Charlotte.
The best. There was you got Chick-fil-A, you got Jersey Mike's, you got Bojangles.
Dallas, Texas, Fort Worth.
I had one. Dallas ain't bad at all. I had one of the best slices of pizza in an airport I've ever had in the Charlotte airport. I got a big announcement that I want to get into after the buyer sale. Joey D is selling airplane food. Now, I don't think there's going to be a whole lot of people buying airplane food, but I will say the airplane food that we did have, it was tough. But thankfully, Mikey V's flying to Chicago first class, so there's no worries there. Mikey, you could be 6'7". You could be 7 feet tall. Our guy's going to be living real, real nice. He's going to be, nice. You know what Joe does? And I said it on the other pod, and it's the most classic Joey D thing of all time. He's maybe the only guy still doing it. When he needs the flight attendant, he doesn't wait till they come around. He still uses the button top.
It is there for a reason.
But nobody here in 2023 is using that anytime. So when I saw him go to use that bell, I thought that was one of the most on-brand things I've ever seen in my life.
And by the way, the only time he saw me use it was to actually, I enhanced everybody's experience because Jet missed the flight coming back from Tahoe and they didn't know who the missing passenger was. And I pieced together that it was Jet. So I put the bell on because it was good. We were going to have to wait for an hour because there was a power outage in the airport before we boarded the plane. And they were going to have to manually go through all the tickets to find out who the missing passenger was. I put the thing on the plane and I gave the name and it saved everybody about an hour wait before we took off. So just put it in context sometimes, Bob. I ain't just doing that like trying to like annoy the woman asking for random shit.
Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt the Brandon Dumb Show to let you know that the Brandon Dumb Show is brought to you by the fine folks over at Athletic Greens. I use Athletic Greens every single morning. It gives me better gut health, more energy, an optimized immune system, and you just cannot go wrong. It's a terrific way for me to start my day. Athletic Greens supports better sleep quality and recover, supports mental clarity and alertness. You cannot go wrong. It's time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition, especially heading into flu and cold season. It's just one scoop and a cup of water every single day. That's it. No need for a million different pills and supplements to look out for your health. Just one scoop into some water and you're good to go. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free 1 year supply of immune supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/dumb. Again, that is athleticgreens.com/dumb to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. Get Athletic Greens today.
You're a little sassy today, Joe.
Very sassy.
You really are. You're very. It's unnecessary sass today. It's rude.
And this is a nice shirt, by the way. This
All right, let's keep it. Let's
Columbia, Joe. Columbia, man. Look it up. Look up Columbia.
I had a Columbia jacket.
Then what's the problem?
No, well, I actually, as rude as I think that he has been, I think that does look.
I think this shirt is getting. I think this shirt is long, it's baggy.
It ain't you.
On the material, bro.
But Mikey, you gotta trust us that if we're telling you it just ain't you. There's so much that we'll say when you come on.
Guys,
and say, man, you look.
Listen to me. You guys are on one wavelength over here in the North Pole. And I'm in the South Pole. I'm in survival dad mode. I need pockets.
Oh, no, don't do that, shirts. Man. Don't bring the dad shirts. Card
I'm
in.
I'm not worried about wearing mint green t-shirts. I'm not worried about
Don't do that. Don't play the dad card because the dad card's going to win every time.
I'm being real. I'm
but we can't play that card.
Okay.
Joey D's got his hand up.
I just wanted to say that if I had the physique of Mikey B, I'd never wear a baggy shirt for the rest of my life.
That's also something to consider. It's really, see, he's lightening up now.
Thanks, Joe. I appreciate that, though.
Yeah, I mean, that's a compliment.
Can I buy or sell now?
yeah, but don't. We got a big announcement.
I thought you said that was after buy or sell.
No, it is. I'm just saying, don't take my big announcement.
I don't even know. Okay, no problem. So here's my thing. I don't know if I want to sell one end or buy the other, but here's what I'm going to buy. I'm going to buy this week. I'm going to buy going in person versus the drive-through. When you go to a fast food place, I'm going to buy the in-person purchase over the drive-through purchase. There's two reasons for this. The drive-throughs are out of control. It used to be you could find a sweet spot time where, you know, not a lot of people are in the drive-through lane. That time is gone. I feel like it doesn't exist anymore. I feel the drive-thrus are just packed all the time now because nobody wants to just park the car and get out. There's never a line inside.
Yeah, you're never right.
A line. You park the car, you go in. Number one, they see your face, so they're not going to fuck with your food normally because now there's a face-to-face connection. You're not going through a speaker. I feel like
the food is
better protected. And number two, it's just faster. Just get out of the fucking car. Park the car.
He's not wrong.
If you got little kids, if it's adverse weather conditions, okay, I could understand that. But under normal circumstances, just park the car and walk inside the fucking
place. You're not wrong.
Service is better. It's better. It's a better overall experience, my opinion.
There have been times I went in a go ahead, Bob.
No, there's a place that has no business having a drive-through. Like at least Wendy's and all these places have business. The place that do a drive-through, Starbucks does the drive-through. They have no drive-through.
Yep. They actually have a great drive-through.
No, it gets so backed up there. They take.
It does get backed up, but the drive-through process is actually.
You know why it gets backed up at Starbucks? Because nobody just orders. Let me get a large coffee, cream and sugar. Everyone's ordering a frappa mocha, joca, foca, chocochino with reduced fat latte cream and non gluten free, organic soy milk. Like that's the problem. You can't have orders like that in a drive-thru. It's too much. How could you even know what the people are ordering over that speaker? I'm buying hard, Bob, the in-person purchase at the drive-thru place.
There have been times I looked at the drive-thru and it was back like 5-6 cars.
Yeah.
At least.
And what'd you do? You parked, you walked in, you got
and there's like seconds. One person in line inside.
That's it. It's a life hack. And now I'm gonna get fucked. Now people are gonna go in person, and now that's gonna be a problem.
Maybe it'll loosen up the drive-thru.
I don't want nothing to do with the drive-thru.
By the way, I hate to tell you, Mikey V, this ain't the Joe Rogan experience. There's not going to be that many people now going into where it affects.
You know what, Bob? It's comments.
You got about 20,000 people.
You know what?
Nationwide,
let me just say this.
That you got to worry
comment,
about.
I mean,
the voice of the voiceless are
the
pretty big.
The one McDonald's and Nutley's really.
I mean, let's
suffer.
Not act like that. All McDonald's.
You know what? Everybody listening
is on the Brilliantly Dumb Show. Okay. I mean, let's.
We should
let's
start selling stocks on this podcast, Bob.
Yeah.
Everyone. Listening to this podcast,
I'm out on Microsoft. I am out on Microsoft.
everyone listening or watching this podcast right now, I want you to
run what that a ludicrous statement. Sorry, that's a ludicrous statement. You got it.
Everyone, rewind this podcast 30 seconds. And what you just heard from Bob is that problem that we have. Okay. That type of mentality is not the mentality we need to move forward. We need to take better ownership of this. And we really feel like we belong there. We need to act like we were there, Bob.
Last podcast, we were in the top 100.
Yeah.
Not enough to change McDonald's drive-thrus worldwide.
You don't know that.
Maniscalco isn't changing McDonald's drive-thrus. Don't turn this on me because what you said was a crazy, crazy statement that is going to affect. Now I love the passion and I love the drive, but I just think we need to realize we're not going to affect nationwide McDonald's, yet alone worldwide.
Bob, listen to me.
But with that being said, like, comment, subscribe. Go ahead, Mike.
I happened to see the Sony stock this week, and Sony stock was down.
All right, so
that's all I'm gonna say. Was it a coincidence? I don't know. Was it a coincidence? I don't know.
You're so.
What are we doing here?
This guy is so. You're really something, man. You really are.
I tell you, you know what it is? It gets annoying when I feel like I would live and die for this podcast.
Don't
and then we get comments like that,
He does promote it a lot, Bob.
Yeah, thank you, Joe.
But Mikey, come on. Don't go there with it. I was doing the podcast off a coat hanger for a year.
Look where you've gotten to, Bob.
He used to give me an edible so I'd get high and give him ideas because
and
he didn't know what to do.
But Joe, but in the words of James Cagney, look at me now, Mom. I'm top of the world. That's how you should feel.
We still have a long way to go, though.
That's what I'm saying.
But I'm saying, look at how far you've come, though.
I would love nothing more than to us be able to say, you know what, I'm selling the quarter pounder, and then a lot of people stop buying the quarter pounder. I would love to be that. And by the way, I think we're on our way.
So let me ask you this. You don't think the sale of egg rolls and mustard went up a little bit? It spiked a little bit after some of the takes we had last year?
Joe, what do you think?
Nobody gives a fuck.
Whoa. I wasn't going that low with it. I mean, he took it a little bit lower. I wasn't going that well. Hey.
No, I don't. Okay, I don't mean that nobody, the people who listen to this podcast care, but that's a fraction. I mean, we you know, America has got how many millions of people? We're not changing, you know, America.
We are. That's the. We need to take a different look at it. We need to say.
I mean, the people who listen are being impacted. But yeah, we need to be brought. I mean, we got a long way to go. I think
we are part of a positive movement and change, totally. The likes of which no one has seen. I believe that. I believe it.
I think we're.
Yeah, that's why we love you. That's why we need you.
Totally. It's why you're here every single week. I think we're influencing a lot of people, and I think our audience is very loyal.
The most loyal. I swear to God, our audience is more loyal than anyone else's.
I agree.
But for anything you need a few different types of people. You need a visionary, which you are, you know, with aspirations, dreams. Then you need like someone who's a people person who can make things happen. And I would say that's Bob. And then you need somebody who just kind of rounds out everything, and that would be me. So I think together, all three of us, you know, like that's the winning formula.
A little Benjamin and a little Ticket, and then of course Dr. Perez, who's an expert in his field.
But you're our visionary. You're the guy who has the hopes and dreams and the visions of this thing catapulting. And you know, we're getting there.
I believe it. I won't stop. I'll die first.
This has turned into a positive.
Oh yeah.
This is turning into a positive.
I'm glad we did it.
What other stocks you got your eye on, Mikey?
Your turn, Bob. It's your turn.
Okay. I'm going to buy. Joe, you might have seen this coming, but a beverage that I know never. You want to do it on three?
It's a no-brainer.
It's a beverage. Yeah. I never thought I would like it.
Is it a type of beverage or is it a brand?
It's alcoholic.
It's a drink.
Yeah.
It's a beer?
Oh, it's a type of beer.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
I'm buying. Me and Joe don't even have to do it on three. I think he would know.
Guinness.
Yeah, man. Oh, I thought.
Fantastic.
It is so. You know what it is? I'm fascinated by the pour. Unlike anything. It really is. And what they do is they go 3/4 of the way and then they hold off and then they'll go and attend somebody else.
But here's the danger with Guinness. If you go to a place and they don't know how to pour it, they will butcher it and you will
but
not.
But here, everybody knows how to pour it.
Well, I was just about to say you're spoiled because look at where you are now. That's the best place ever to start drinking it.
And I thought it would be overwhelmingly, like I thought it would be so heavy. It's not at nearly as heavy.
There's no carbonation.
So when I go to when I get a Guinness out here, okay, is it actually better here or is that more of a mental thing?
I would believe probably, so. There's only one place where in New Jersey where I'll order it off the tap because it's
Irish.
It better be Luna's Wood Fire Tavern. Oh,
absolutely.
Which is
absolutely.
Is no. that so?
Absolutely.
Why don't you tell the folks about Luna's Wood Fire Tavern, who by the way is the official sponsor of the Brilliantly Dumb Show, partially because nobody else is.
We're right back where we started.
Changing the world, huh? We Circle can't even get a sponsor for the
I tell you what, I wouldn't trade it for anything though. I wouldn't.
Yeah, no,
I
it's would. Special. It's near to our
it
heart.
Is it is.
You know what I'd be calling him now is Bobby Gins.
He cracks himself up, man. He really cracks himself up.
Listen, there's only one place in New Jersey I'll actually order Guinness on the regular because it's the oldest bar in the city.
Is it an Irish bar?
Yes. Yes.
There you go. There you go.
It's an Irish bar. It's the oldest bar in the city of Newark. And they know how to pour Guinness. Like they train them on how to do it. There's another place, Shannon Rose, which is like an Irish chain place that's in
any Irish bar. Oh, you've heard of
Shannon Rose?
No.
Okay. So you probably left Jersey before they built them. But there's a couple Shannon Roses. They know how to do it too because it's an Irish bar. But if you get a bad one, it's not a pleasant experience. But where you are, it's probably markedly better. Yes, I would say.
Oh, it's so
I always
good.
Wanted that. I always did. Like my whole thing that I always go back to is like Whole Foods. Like if you go to Whole Foods and then like a ShopRite, like I think mentally you just think that like the prepackaged stuff is better when really it's not that better. So I always wondered that too with the Guinness. But big announcement, Joey D, can I get a little bit of a drum roll here, please? Long time coming, and a guy you talk about for the brand who's just going to wheel and deal. It's another step closer. Mikey V joining the Breezy family is absolutely. Let's clap it up there, Joey D. Come on, let's go ahead and clap it up.
By the way, you look great in the hat.
You do. You do.
By the way, this is that that surfer hat or whatever.
Yeah, I can't pull that hat off. I can't. I love it, but
this hat is the lightest. Like, it's just the most comfortable hat to wear, though. It's like it's
Perez wears that all the time. That
I know, and I have that one too. They must have sent me like 30 hats. It was outrageous.
That's nice.
It was really nice. All the people, tremendous. Like I said in my video, like I this meant a lot to me. Obviously, being able to work more closely with you guys is like something that I've wanted to do. Being able to go to the events, being able to go to all the Breezies now, being able to do all that stuff is like, that's like awesome for me, you know, because it is tough for me still with the kids and the full-time job to do all the stuff that you guys are doing on the filming end, you know, with the Bob Does Sports stuff. But to be able to be more involved and to be able to put my passion and my energy into this together now, and I really feel like now we're really almost all the way there together, is just, you know, it's an indescribable thing. And I really truly mean that. And it's no knock on who I've worked with in the past at all, who've been great. Not at all. It's just that this was a no-brainer for me, because this is my this is like become another little family for me. So it just that wouldn't make sense not to do this, you know what I mean? And that's no knock on anyone else. It's just that you have an opportunity to work with your family and people and to do something you really love to do. Yeah. All the time, it's a no-brainer. It's a no-brainer decision for me. So I couldn't be happier. Everyone's been fantastic at Breezy, at doing things, all that fantastic. So just great. Happy to be here.
Yeah, even in the contract negotiations, you even were saying, which is true, that you know, something that you can't put a number on is us now all being even that much closer together.
Yeah.
And, you know, bringing it under the same umbrella. So this is a big one. And it's just one step even closer to us being even that much closer together. Hopefully one day in a studio in Florida, firing these things out 3 hours a day. You don't have to worry about, my Zoom, my audio, my visual, which is
as long as we don't hire Nikki Cocktails to set up
that. Oh, I didn't know the ricochet shot to him. That's tough. He's right. Man.
I mean, he needed to be a really nice guy.
Earl's back. And he's back better than ever. It's like right before we start a trip, I get a pimple. I want
to
Bob,
you know, you could go to the store and get some preventative cream, like that Nivea stuff.
No, I got pretty good stuff. I just stopped doing it for a few days, and then it was done.
When you stop doing something that works, you can't be surprised.
Something about Joe saying preventative cream, really, just that was very funny to me. I don't know why. It's very funny. I don't know why.
Well, that's what it is.
Some preventative cream on.
Well, that's what he should be doing. That it would help, and then you don't use it, then you get surprised.
You know what that is, Bob? Stress.
You think it's stress?
Yeah, absolutely.
No, he's got too much oil in his skin.
Well, maybe possibly from stress. I don't really have much to stress about, though. You know what I mean?
I don't have much to stress about.
Yeah, I don't think it's. I don't think it. I mean, regardless,
they've been stressing about a sponsor for this show for a while.
Besides that,
that's pretty good in the Bobby camp.
By the way, another thing, Mikey V, and I think it might be kind of crazy to insinuate, but I'm going to insinuate it anyway. You moved over to a Blackstone grill-wise, and that Blackstone was bought no further than a week out after Joey D questioned your grilling ability.
But
Mikey, you can't.
This is a pretzel job, man.
Mikey, that is, you are such a.
That's a great A quality grill. By the way, your vegetables looked really good on that last.
Those cheesesteaks I made last night were.
They looked good.
I actually think the barbecue's elevated his game.
Here's the thing. I've wanted the Blackstone. I bought the house a year ago, right? The house was, we had to do all the remodeling inside. And as you know, the yard was this year's project because the yard was basically inhabitable. My father, as a housewarming gift to me, wanted to buy me a Blackstone grill. That was his housewarming gift. He wanted to give it to me when we moved in. And I said, Dad, I'm not putting this Blackstone grill out there. I said, the yard's a mess. Like, we're just, I'm not ready to do that. Like, it takes up a lot more. It takes up more space now because I still have the other grill out there. So we waited until the yard was done. Now, it just so happens that the yard just got finished. So that is the reason, not Bob's pretzel job.
And I'm just throwing it. I was asking the question. I was asking the question. I had to ask a question. But Mikey, with that Blackstone, because what you do is, I love seeing when you get the nice grill marks on the steaks and stuff. Can you still get, will steaks now go down a little bit?
Oh, no, I will put thick pieces of steak, like any kind of big piece of steak, I'll still do on the Weber. I'll still put that on the Weber.
Oh, so you still have the Weber?
Yeah, I still have the Weber. Yeah.
Oh.
I'm not going to get rid of the Weber. It's, you know,
got a double grill action going on.
Yeah, double grill, Joe. Double grill.
Good, right in time for football season.
That's right.
Damn, this guy's ready.
We'll be slinging. Listen, we'll be slinging. We could prepare a whole menu when you boys take one of your trips for football weekend.
Two total trips incoming. When they're going to be, I don't know. But two total trips.
We did find out Bears Packers was the late game. We did find that out.
I know.
I'm going to go to New York for the Packers Giants game.
Oh, you're going to go to the game, you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay. When is that?
I don't know if that is December 23rd.
Oh, my God. The day before Christmas Eve? Oh, forget it.
Maybe he's going solo.
That's tough. That's a lot of lobsters, bro.
Going solo, but is
that,
man.
But is that, I thought it, I didn't think it was December 23rd.
Okay. Well, we'll take a look. We'll take a look into that. We'll say, let's gather and then let's take a look into
that. I did not realize that. That's not good.
Okay.
Yeah. It could be a problem. That could be a problem, but you know what, Joe, we'll get it resolved. You'll get it resolved for sure. Here we go. Let's go into our top five.
Excited here, about this one,
gentlemen. Yeah, I am too. I am too. I fired in this top five. It is going to be top five sandwich toppings. It's going to be top five sandwich toppings. I'm thrilled with what I got. If I could start us off.
Go ahead.
Very happy.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Joseph.
I'm just a little bit worried. I think somebody's going to bang us and just go all meat toppings.
No.
Oh, I don't think so, Joe. I mean,
I would like to think that
I have one.
I do too.
I'm just saying, because if somebody just does all meat toppings, that's a bang job.
I don't know how many meat toppings.
What point is a meat not
right? I don't know how many toppings you could get meat wise. I do have a meat one.
No, I think it's fine to have meat, but it's not all meat. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, no, I think you're clear.
We probably all have the same meat topping, my guess.
I would think so too. But the way this conversation's going, I would think so too. Number five, this one, a lot of people are against these. Like, and the ones that are against it hard. I got tomatoes at five. Throw in the tomatoes at five. It's in so many of the sandwiches. I got no issue with tomatoes. Give me tomatoes at five. Number four, lettuce, because everybody needs crunch. I think lettuce needs its way into a lot of sandwiches. So I got lettuce at four. Number three, give me peppers. Give me peppers at three. I agree with Joe. Mikey V, those peppers you had going on the grill, and you got the perfect bun for those cheesesteaks too.
Yeah.
Really looks spectacular. Number two, here comes my meat. Give me the bacon at two.
Yeah.
I got the bacon in the two hole. You really can't go wrong when you put bacon into anything. I can't imagine it would ruin anything. It's only really going to help you. And then number one, I think it's maybe the most common one. It's got to be in there. Give me cheese at one. I got cheese at one. Is there an issue with the cheese?
No, I have a cheese, but I was specific with my cheese. I didn't know we could just do a blanket cheese.
I think cheese is fine.
Okay.
Yeah, because like even peppers, I mean, like, would I have to specify?
See, now I originally had specific pepper, and then I changed it to just pepper.
Well, I think you're not talking about jalapenos, right? You're talking about like red peppers.
That's the problem. That's the problem. But I don't disagree with
it. Or are you talking about banana peppers?
Well, I love
banana peppers.
Transparency, and
but Bob, which peppers are you talking about, Bob?
I would say bell peppers.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, but let's go. We don't have to specify.
But they're not jalapenos or banana peppers.
No,
right?
The same time, I know maybe they are the same thing. I ain't putting jalapenos and peppers as
well. That's what I'm saying. Well, yeah. But technically it is.
Group decision. Are we okay with the base, or do we want to specify?
No, I think it's fine.
Okay. That's what I got. If I had to do cheese, I think I would do provolone at one, but cheese there at one. And Mikey V, why don't you take it away?
Five, I got coleslaw. I think coleslaw hits on sandwiches. I do. I think on a club or on a Reuben or on, you know, a pastrami or, you know, a pulled pork, you put coleslaw on top of it. It's delicious. Number four, I got peppers. I think more along the lines of, though, on a sandwich, I want roasted red pepper, long hot pepper, cherry peppers. That's kind of like the direction I was going to go. But peppers at four. I got fried onions at three. I think a fried onion on a hot sandwich is delicious, like some diced up fried onions, caramelized onions, anything with onions. So onions, two, bacon, same spot as Bob, two, bacon. And then number one, I got cheese. So it's very similar. Now, originally, I was going to say, like, my cheese, I would do fresh mozzarella. That would be, like, the cheese I would want.
Yeah.
My sandwiches would be fresh or wet mozz. But it's pretty similar list, I would say. I think we only missed on two, but
that's Mikey, my list. The grilled onions, like, wouldn't fried onions just be onion rings?
No. Like, you could pan fry an onion.
Oh, okay.
Not like a deep fried onion. No, I mean, onion rings on a sandwich, though, is very good on a burger. You ever put an onion ring on a burger? It's pretty fucking good.
I think what I like that you did is the coleslaw play. I like a lot, because I agree with that.
I like coleslaw on a
sandwich. Yeah, I like that. Joey D, any issues with that list?
No.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Joseph. Joseph, could take it away.
And number five, I got tomatoes. I think tomatoes add a lot of just texture, flavor, and just kind of bring everything together in a sandwich. So give me tomatoes at five.
Joe, do you like sun-dried tomatoes?
I do like sun-dried tomatoes.
A lot of people don't. I like them a lot.
I think they're terrific. I love them.
Yeah. You know what's crazy? When I was younger, I used to hate tomatoes. Like, I love tomato sauce, but I hate tomatoes in salad or sandwiches. And as I got older, I got to appreciate the tomato. I'll take cherry tomatoes. I would take, like, heirloom tomatoes. I'd do sun-dried tomatoes. I like all different types of tomatoes.
I think that there are certain foods that are called rite of passage foods, where when you're very little, you don't like them. And as you grow older, you
like them. It's like acquiring...
Broccoli Rob was an instance. I hated it as a kid.
That's now a good one. It. Or coffee.
How about coffee, spinach?
100% coffee.
Yep. Spinach.
Spinach. How about drinking alcohol? Like straight whiskey.
Yeah. Alcohol.
This could be a good top five. Maybe we should stop.
Oh, yeah. How would you classify that, though?
A condiment that's grown on
top
me?
Top five rite of passage foods.
I love that. I love that.
We got to save that. We got to save it. What's
grown on me, too? Just condiment? If I could just throw
Don't do it. Bob. Don't do it. Save it. We need ammunition.
Save it.
Save the ammo.
That's a good top five.
Mustard. I'm sorry. I was on the tip of my...
That's great.
I know. All right, I'm out.
That's great.
All right, tomatoes at five. Number four, I'm either going to get a lot of love and support for this or not, but quite frankly, I don't give a shit either way. Give me the pickle at four. I love a good pickle.
Pickles are great.
And you know what? It's not just pickle, but I'll deviate from it. Pickle's my thing, but I like pickled anything. Pickled peppers, pickled onions, pickled, you know, but pickles.
Peter Piper picked a pickle pepper.
Yeah, absolutely. Look at you. That's a mouthful there. Yeah, give me the pickle at four. I think it just brings everything together. It's really nice.
I don't know. I don't think anybody will have an issue with that play at all.
Some people don't like
it. Some people are anti-pickle, and then some people are huge on the pickle.
I love pickles.
Mm. Yeah, I like them too. Number three, I'm going to go with turkey. I think turkey as in terms of a...
Whoa. Joe. You gotta be fucking kidding me, man.
What? Is it topping?
A turkey's
a topping in a sandwich.
Are you
bacon? What's the difference between bacon and turkey?
Joe. They literally market turkey sandwiches. Turkey sandwiches. They build everything off the turkey sandwich. It may be the most common sandwich of all time. They put the bacon onto the turkey. The bacon is the topping, not the turkey.
Joe, is this a bit do you believe this?
This has to be a bit.
It has to be a bit.
You're considering the turkey is like a base? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Well, cheese is a base, too.
Wait, what's it? I guess on a grilled cheese, you can make that argument. Even that's
what about a you? You just said like a what's the pepper? The the like a Philly cheese sandwich. That's a base.
The steak is the base.
Well, the cheese, you don't have, you ever had a Philly cheese sandwich without cheese, Mikey V?
But the cheese.
Not me personally, but I'm sure people that are lactose intolerant don't eat cheese.
Oh, don't give me. Okay, I'll take turkey out. It's a topping.
Bob, that's one of the wilder responses of all time.
Crazy.
And he's dead serious. He's dead serious.
He's dead serious.
That's why he's here. And that's why we love him.
That's why we love him.
Yeah, that was wild.
What do you got? Ham at two? I mean,
all right, give me tuna at number one.
Done yet? Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Hey, having
a good time over there. Now.
The Jiffy Lube shirt. Come on.
I thought that was a great diss, but that's neither here nor there.
It was a good diss, but now I gotta give me a little.
No, listen. I'll take it with the best of them. Turkey's gone. All right, turkey is gone.
Thank God. Thank God for that.
Jeez, now I gotta fucking regroup here. Number three then. All right. Number three, give me avocado at three. Give me avocado at three. But can I say something?
I don't mind that.
You're okay with that, Bob? You guys
I don't mind that.
Avocado at three. I think avocado is a nice add-on to a sandwich. At number two, I'm gonna go with cheese. All right.
Yeah.
Cheese for me at two. Yep. And at number one, I'm going with bacon. I think bacon is the king of sandwich, like add-ons. It's crispy. It's delicious. It can diversify any type of sandwich. Bacon at one for me. Fuck, I really didn't mean to, like, cause a conundrum with the turkey.
I'm glad you did it. I think it's great for the program.
That's why it's incredible.
I think it's great. I'm happy you did it, Joe. I'm very happy.
To me, a sandwich is like, when you go to Subway, you just pick different things that you want in the sandwich. Like, people have veggie sandwiches all the time.
I can't believe you're saying this, man.
I thought it was.
I just want you to know, I'm not even making fun of you because I truly love you. I love you.
I did too. I love him too. I love him too.
But that is crazy. One of the more insane things I've ever heard, Joe. I just got to tell you, that's just insane. It's insane.
I was like, as much as I wanted to laugh, I also was just shell-shocked. I still am.
Yeah.
Still am. The Brilliant Dumb Show, ladies and gentlemen, changing lives, changing worlds. We're not done yet. We're not done yet, but we're changing lives. My honorable mention, and I almost put it up to the five hole. I love it so much. I gave tomatoes the odd. I had avocado too. I think avocado is just terrific. Outside of that, I did like cucumbers too. I was going to say, I don't know many toppings that I would go outside of that, but yeah, I got avocado honorable mention. Yep. Joey D, what do you got?
I like banana peppers as my honorable mention.
Okay.
I think they're good. They're different than the roasted peppers, but they add a little bit of heat and a little bit of substance to the sandwich. I like them a lot.
Yeah, and I'll do lettuce. Lettuce was one that I was like, I do love like a crunchy piece of romaine on
sometimes like a lettuce falls so flat.
It does. Like, it does. It does. You're not wrong about
that. Yet, I will say this. If you have a good leafy fresh piece of lettuce, it's delicious. But there's so many times they'll put a piece of lettuce that's got brown spots in it. It's dull. It's dying. And it's so sad. Like, if every sandwich could have a beautiful, bushy piece of lettuce, I'd say it'd be in my top five.
No, everyone loves a big, bushy lettuce, Joe.
Am I wrong?
No.
No, you're not. No, you're not.
Everybody loves a good
push. I thought he was going to do like meatballs as his honorable mention.
Give me roast beef as my honorable mention.
You know what's crazy is that I toggled between roast beef and turkey as my three slots.
I don't know what would have been better. I don't know.
But you know, that's why I said at the beginning, I was like, I hope we're not just doing all meats. I said that even before.
You did.
And you guys didn't say anything.
You only meant like bacon, Taylor ham, like prosciutto, maybe something that, you know, even prosciutto. I would love to put prosciutto.
So when I said that, and
I thought prosciutto was false.
You guys set me up.
Yeah.
Set me up because I said it before.
I didn't set you up.
You could have been like, Joe, you're not doing meats because meats are the base. You didn't say anything. And then I go ahead and I give a meat and it's fucking, you know, all Rome is burning all of a sudden.
Joe, respectfully, you got nobody but yourself to blame for that turkey take. You can't put that on us. That's one that you just got to hand up on
this,
me.
You know what this is? This is a turkey travesty. That's what this is.
This guy is just really on one this afternoon.
That's why his name is Cold Cuts.
It is. We love you, Joey D. And folks, yes, we love you. Mikey V, welcome to Breezy. That's Joey D down there. You got Mikey V top left shelfed. We will see you next time.